produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage. Hello, this is Pastor Jay, and welcome to The Living Room, the place where intimate conversations are life-changing. I'm so glad you decided to spend some time with me today. I've got something to share with you that I believe is really going to bless you. Listen, every time you join me in The Living Room, there are three things that you're going to always be able to expect. One is encouragement, the second is edification, and the third is empowerment. Every time we get together, that's my heart's desire. I know that we are living in difficult times. I know that this season of uncertainty is really unprecedented, unlike any other time that we've ever had in this country. And for that reason, I really believe that when you spend time in the living room, you got to get something out of it. You got to leave empowered. You got to leave edified. And you certainly have got to leave encouraged. That's important to me. So you can always expect that from me when you join me in the living room. Today, I'm going to talk about something that is really important. I found out early on in my relationship with Christ after becoming a believer that there are some things that you can do that will hinder your ability to see God's promises manifest in your life. I found out that although I was praying the right prayers and I was standing on his promises, there were some things that I was doing that was really the equivalent of self-sabotage as it relates to my ability to see God's promises come to pass. It's the same as if we were dealing with a cold winter day and I decided to go to my thermostat and turn the heat up so that I could heat my home and feel more comfortable, but not recognizing the fact that all of the windows in the back of my home were wide open. So even though I was doing the right thing by turning up the heat, the windows and the cold air coming in was really sabotaging my ability to warm my house up. That's the same way it is when it comes to what we say out of our mouth. And so today I want to spend some time talking to you under the topic, you shall have what you say. So write this down. We're going to be in Mark chapter 11, verses 23 through 24, and James chapter 3, verses 2 through 6. Now, I'm not going to read that for you today, but I encourage you to have your Bible open and read it because you'll be able to follow along as I share what God has placed on my heart today. James starts out talking to us about the power of the tongue or controlling the tongue. And James is one of those disciples that really deals directly with you as it relates to how he communicates. He doesn't pull any punches. He doesn't sugarcoat it. He just deals directly with you as it relates to the truth, as it relates to how you need to handle yourself. And so in this chapter three, he focuses on controlling the tongue. And we know that the tongue is a little member as it relates to the rest of the organs and body parts. It's a little member, but let me tell you something. It has a lot of power. You will find out today from this message that your tongue probably has more power than you even knew that it had. And so my desire, my assignment is to explain this in such a way that you begin to examine what you say many times, even before you say it, and then make the decision that what comes out of your mouth is going to be more closely aligned with what God is saying rather than what you are feeling. Because let's be honest today, many of us express ourselves and use our tongue to say things that are really based upon our feelings and not so much based upon our faith. And today we need to make a conscious decision that we're going to be speaking faith and not speaking our feelings. So James talks to us about this, and he starts out by saying that the tongue has the power to build up and to encourage, and he gives us two examples in this passage. The first is he talks about the horse and how the horse is, of course, a large animal, a strong animal, an animal that has a lot of stamina, but it is really controlled by a small bit that is placed in the horse's mouth. And that bit is used to direct the horse and to provide guidance for the horse. In fact, the person riding the horse has the reins that are tied and connected to the bit. So even if they want to turn the horse in a particular direction, they would do so recognizing the fact that that small little bit in the horse's mouth is what's controlling everything. The second example he gives us is how a ship that's big and strong and has the ability to weather, you know, strong winds and travel long distances. But did you know that that ship is controlled by a very small piece of equipment called a rudder? And that rudder is what's used to direct the ship in any given direction. And if that rudder isn't working, that ship is not able to be manipulated down the ocean. So with those two examples in mind, we see that just like that our tongue is a small member, the rudder and the bit are also small, but they have a huge role to play as it relates to the direction that we go, as it relates to our ability to align ourselves with the path that we need to go. So James is telling us that this tongue is so strong and so powerful that no one person can even tame it. He says that it can't be controlled. There are animals that can be tamed, wild animals that can be, you know, controlled. But that tongue of ours, it's an unruly member, and it has to be controlled by the Spirit of God. You and I, in our own strength, can't control that tongue. Then he tells us in Mark chapter 11, verse 23, that if you have faith, you can speak to a mountain and you can say, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And here's what he tells us. That mountain is a huge thing, bigger than you and I, right? So that's the equivalent of saying you could have some big situations in your life. But if you recognize that you are able to speak to that thing and not doubt in your heart, but believe that these things which you say shall come to pass, then he says in 23, you'll have whatsoever you say. And so here Mark is telling us that there is nothing that should be overwhelming to you, because you have the power right under your nose to be able to speak to a mountain and literally say, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And he says, look, if you don't doubt in your heart, but you believe, then you will have whatsoever you say. Now, wait a minute. I need you to understand this. Your ability to deal with the situations that you're currently in right now could very well hinge on what's coming out of your mouth. In other words, you have the power in your mouth to be able to deal with circumstances and situations. The Bible tells us that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Wow. So there we were believing that this thing was going to come from the outside and we were going to have to try to get someone externally to do something on our behalf. And here, James and Mark are telling us, no, the power is in your mouth. The power is in your mouth. You have the power to speak to these things. What is it that's going on in your life right now that you're not happy about and you want to see changed? Tonight is the challenge to you to speak to that thing and doubt not in your heart and believe that it shall come to pass. And he says, what? You shall have whatsoever you say. So those things that are aligned with God's word, those things that are in keeping with what God says we should have and how we should live. Yes, you absolutely have been given the authority to speak to those things. The opposite is also true, though. If you are seeing things that are not in line with God's word, things that are not in keeping with God's promises, then you have the authority to speak to those things and say what? Be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. And if you doubt not in your heart, you shall have whatsoever you say. The pivotal thing in that passage is not doubting and believing. Those two things seem like they're diametrically opposed. You can't possibly believe if you have doubt. We know that doubt sometimes can creep in and take the shape and form of our thoughts and can begin to try to wear down our faith. But Mark is saying, you're going to have to resist that. You're going to have to make a decision that you won't entertain that because you don't want your faith to become watered down and ineffective. So you've got to confront those doubts. How do you do that? You do that by taking a stand on what God's word says about that thing and making up your mind that you will not allow your thought processes to govern or dictate what you believe. Listen, I found this out a long time ago and it absolutely works. When you find yourself thinking those negative thoughts and thinking those things that are contrary to God's word, I challenge you to open up your mouth and start saying what God has said. Why? Because what happens is your mind will have to shut up to hear what your mouth is saying. And because there is so much power in your mouth, when you begin to speak the word and say what God has said, something supernatural happens. And that is that your spirit begins to grab hold to what you are saying, because as Jesus says in James 6:63, my word is spirit and life. And because we were made and created in the image of God, guess what, y'all? Our words are spirit and they are life. Listen, there is a natural law called electricity, and that natural law dictates how electricity works. There have been terrible accidents that have occurred in the lives of people because they didn't understand the natural law of electricity, and they violated that law and ended up, you know, being severely burned or executed. I'm sharing that with you today to say that just because you don't understand a law doesn't mean that it is not effective. The law is still effective, even though you don't understand it. So, or you're not aware of it, I should say. So what I'm saying that to say is what you and I need to recognize is what comes out of our mouth is also a spiritual law. So if we're walking around complaining, moaning, and groaning, and having what I call misery meetings and pity parties, then the things that are coming out of our mouths at that time are actually spiritual words that then begin to what? Shape and form what happens in our lives. Those are the laws that are at work, whether you know it or not. So tonight, now that I've reminded you, and for some, I have informed you that what comes out of your mouth is a spiritual law in action, because your words are a spiritual force, specifically the word of God is a spiritual force, then you want to be careful about what you're saying. Hey, tell you like my mom used to tell me, all right, watch your mouth, because you don't want to tear down with your mouth something that you have read and grabbed hold to in God's word that is a word that you were standing on. And so don't self-sabotage yourself by the words that you speak. Be careful about what you say, because your words have weight. And as we read in Mark 11, 23, what? You shall have whatsoever you say. So my decision after studying this and actually being convicted by it is to not say anything that God hasn't said, to monitor my words so that I won't have to give an account, as the Bible says, for every idle word that I speak, because we will all have to give an account for the idle words that we speak. I want to make sure that what I am saying is so in keeping with what God has said that I don't cause myself to be in conflict, because we know what? That a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. That's right. So make sure that what you are saying is in keeping with what you want to see. If you want to see healing and restoration, then speak healing and restoration. I'm not saying that you won't acknowledge that you have pain in your body, but that is the acknowledgement of it. Your confession, though, has to be what God has said, and you have to put your faith right there at what God has said. We know that what faith is, the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So until you see it, you're going to have to say it and what? Speak those things that are not as though they were. Another scripture that I stand on. Why? Because it means that I am not going to forecast or prophesy anything that I don't want to see. I want to see healing. I want to see prosperity. I want to see wholeness. I want to see restoration in some relationships. I want to be made whole. Then that is what I'm going to speak. I'm going to speak those things that are not as though they were. Listen, that's the kind of power that we have in our mouths. Matthew 18, 18 says it this way: whatsoever you bind here on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose here on earth will be loosed in heaven. Meaning that there is a corresponding connection, my God, between heaven and earth. And that connection is what we say down here, heaven will back us up. That's what that passage means. So what you say really does matter. What you say can be the ability to shape and give form to what you want to see, or it can also be used against you. I don't want my words to be used against me. I want to be able to say it because it's what I want to see. And that's the admonition that I convey to you today. Listen, on a much more fundamental level, we have the ability to speak words. And because our words are spirit and they are life, here's what happens. Our words are released. Our faith is released in word form. And when we do that, we set something in motion. Just like I said in Matthew 18, 18, you bind it on earth, you set it in motion. It's bound in heaven. You loose it on earth, it's set in motion. It's loosed in heaven. So let us be mindful of the words that we speak, because they are spirit and they are life. Even in terms of the impact of music, you know, music is many times the word in song. And the music that we listen to should be edifying, should be music that is communicating and a vehicle for the Spirit of God. Listen, music ministry, that's a whole nother message, but it's so important to realize the importance of it. So much so that when King Saul was being tormented by spirits, he sent for David, the psalmist, and David came and played the instrument, and under the anointing, he was able to help King Saul get delivered from the demons that were tormenting him. Now, if that could be done with music, what more should we be expecting that the music, which is the word in song, should be able to speak to our born-again spirits? Because the music is a spirit, and you and I are what? Spirits as well. That connection, spirit to spirit, should give us the ability to be edified by the music that we listen to. So if you're not listening to that kind of music, I want you to change your playlist because you need music that's going to build you up and edify you. And that's so important because, again, we're talking about what's coming out of your mouth and how it changes the atmosphere. So we know that even though we may not know the natural laws, the laws are still going to be in effect whether we know them or not. We know that we have the capacity to speak spirit words because we are spirit beings, and God's word is spirit and they are life. But here's the other part that I want to let you know. Our faith is increased when we say what God has said. My example for that is found in the story of the woman with the issue of blood. If you remember, she said, "If I could but touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole." Listen, she forecast, she prophesied what she wanted to see by what she said. And here's something else that happened. As she said it, her ears had to give way to the word of God that was coming out of her own mouth. And we know that what? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So listen, she was able to encourage herself by speaking the word over herself. You and I have the power, beloved, to speak the word of God over ourselves, and our very ears will have to give way to what we are saying, which will cause our faith to increase. Do not doubt or underestimate the power that you have in your mouth, for we know that our words are spirit and they are life. That life and death is in the power of the tongue. Let us be more deliberate and more intentional about what we say. Because what? We want to say that God has said. We want to say that we want to see. And I guarantee you this, if you make that a lifestyle, and if you fast from complaining, if you fast from negative confessions, and you start filling your mouth with the word and what God has said about your situation, you can't help but win. You can't help but be victorious, because that is the formula, really, for victory, is to say what God has said. I'm not saying that it won't be a challenge because of what you see before you. But once again, we know that our faith is not based on what we see. Our faith is based on what God has said. So that is my admonition to you today. Start saying what God has said. And most of all, watch your mouth. Why? Because you shall have whatsoever you say. I hope that has been an encouragement to you. I hope that you take this word to heart, especially now based upon the things that we see every day and the forecast that we hear every day and the uncertainty that's on the horizon. Oh, I dare you today to make up your mind that you're not going to be a parrot and repeat everything that you have heard, but instead you're going to say that you want to see. I'm not asking you to be in denial or to hide your head in the sand, but just use your mouth to forecast and prophesy that which you desire to see. And that's what you want to be expecting to manifest. I hope it's been an encouragement to you. Listen, if you need to reach me, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram at true_journey, or you can find me on Facebook under Juliet Davis or Juliet Davis Ministries. Or you can email me at destinyempower@gmail.com. Destiny, EMPOWER @gmail.com. Send me an email. I've gotten several encouraging emails from listeners, and I love to get emails from you. Listen, it's true. Every time I say it, that's why I continue to say it. And that is, the Word of God has transformation power. May His Word change your life forever.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.